Like, I never in a million years would I have thought I'd be on a podcast, let alone for 4 seasons with all these subscribers. Like, if you had asked me that 2011 when I met Tony, I probably would have did a whole lot more than cry. There would be no, well, maybe a brick by brick, but not a brick by brick with Tony and Tempest, because in my comfort zone, I just didn't do things like that. So just believe in yourself, and that takes time. If you listen to the podcast prior to this, Tony talked about be careful how you speak to yourself. If you have to look in the mirror and, I don't know, apologize to yourself so you can be free from your past, do that until it's comfortable. You know, like, you've overcome your past already. Don't be hindered by it. Let go of it and welcome to your newness. Be yourself. Like, if you heard nothing else, just be yourself, regardless of who's offended by it. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself, and you have to enjoy this life. And you're never going to enjoy your life being someone else. Welcome to this episode. Welcome to this new
episode. I'm going to keep that in. I'm going to keep that in. I sure am. You're going to tell me, start there and end it. Nope. You guys heard it.
Come on.
What? But they need to know that we're friends. And I'm not just your...
Well, don't put start here.
I'm going to keep the whole thing in.
That's terrible.
Does it like really embarrass you?
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on. Besides the embarrassment, though, like, does it like make you... Okay, let's
you already starting a conversation, so this tells me you're going to keep this in. Although I said start here, because I messed up.
So which start here? You want that start here you just did?
Or I want start here.
That one right there. You want that one right there. Okay, you got to do it again, because I said that one right there. But what? Listen, there's an assistant. What? Okay, listen. There's an assistant out there right now that doesn't know or there's an executive out there that doesn't know that you can be jovial or happy or have good chemistry with your boss or with your assistant, right? Don't you think there's a Tempest out there that needs to see that you can mess up and it's okay, even though that wasn't a mess up?
That was a mess up.
As many times I stutter over my own words.
Well, fine.
Ah. Yay.
So we went through all that just for me to say, welcome to Brick by Brick.
Oh, you got to do it now, because you never said that. Like,
I know. I never got to that part because I messed up.
Okay, so
could
you
welcome.
Start
then
here.
I said start here, okay. Right after I messed up.
But,
so you can know, or whoever.
Well, I edit.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Well, when you edit, so you can know, start here, not at
well,
the beginning.
Well, you know, you edit too, so you could have did it, start here.
Okay, so somebody can know, okay, start here. But now we're like 2 minutes in, and I'm just now saying, welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. Since he wouldn't let me start over when I said start over. How are you? But I don't even know if I want the answer.
I just think it's liberating.
Whatever.
That, you know, we're genuine people that are billionaires, right? Not yet. We're not billionaires yet. I was doing a little cognitive dissonance. That means I was putting my mental state in the billionaire state while my physical state doesn't match that. So it always keeps my mind uncomfortable and then trying to go be a billionaire. And eventually time will catch up with my mind, because the body will always follow what the mind or where the mind has gone. That's not this episode. I have no idea what this episode is, but I have no idea why I did that. But yeah. but no, that's not this episode. I don't know what this episode is, but yeah.
So I guess he's doing fine is the answer.
Yes, I am doing fine. I rarely have a bad day. That's super rare.
It is.
Yes. Okay. Oh, you had some announcements. Should we even, you know, you got to now. I mean, just quickly do them.
Sure.
Quickly. Yeah.
So Antonio has started a weekly mindset call called Plant Better Mindset Call, Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This call is to pour into you so you can go out into the world.
Mess up. No. Oh,
this is
sorry.
What I have to deal with.
Okay, go ahead.
You really didn't make it mess up. Dork. So Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please get on this call. It's life-changing, even though he's messing with me. It's going to be life-changing. So the number to call in, this information will be in the episode notes, but the number is 641-715-3865. Access code 171617. Pound. I forgot to say that on the other ones, but the instructions will tell you to say pound. Also, Tony is starting a 1-on-1 coaching program. It's open to anyone, but you do have to qualify for his time, as he'll say.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
So if you're interested, you need some 1-on-1 coaching, you need someone pouring into you, you need guidance on whatever is going on in your life, email us. We're here to help you. Email us at coaching@revtony.org, and we can't wait to hear from you.
All right. Listen, before you get started with your topic, now I'm going to be pretty cool about this one.
Yeah.
Create your work environment, whatever your work environment is, guys, to where you can joke with your people and your people can joke with you. that kind of joke. I paid her to do the laughing that she was doing at first. That laugh right there. That's how she really feels. You understand? That's how she really feels about me. But
I just want you to start here.
All right, what we got today?
Today I have no questions.
Okay, no questions. Just gonna talk. Fine. Just gonna talk.
Today's topic is stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Oh, you. Yes, you have a lot to do. Actually. Okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Did you have a question?
No.
All right, I have a question.
Let's
go.
Question for yourself.
I'm going to reverse it real quick. We've done this once before years ago. I'm going to reverse it because you're actually the subject matter expert on this.
Why?
Because I met you in your comfort zone, and it took me years to convince you to leave your comfort zone. And when I tried to rip you out of your comfort zone, you only went further deeper into your comfort zone. So why do you think why do you think people gravitate towards their comfort zones?
It's safe. It's easy. I already know what to expect here in my comfort zone. So I know I can go through the motions and get through life. I don't know what's outside, you know?
Nice.
So it's just easier and it's, dare I say, lazy to stay where you are instead of pushing yourself to something greater.
So you said, I know what to expect here. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had this conversation with you, but expound on that because because you said something to me powerful that I didn't even see coming. Because I guess I'm built a tad bit differently than others. But I know what to expect here. Somebody resonated with you on that. And so explain that.
I have, in a way, mastered how life is inside my comfort zone. I have a routine where I get up and I do just enough to get through the day without showing someone, here's what I'm really capable of. So I know what to expect because I know the world won't require more of me if I stay inside my comfort zone.
Wow. So we're going to, this episode is much better that I'm not leading it. And I'm glad that I have the, I'm glad that this conversation went this way. So you just said a lot there. If you insinuated that you ran right over it real quick, but I'm not going to let you do it. You insinuated that if you know what I'm capable of, mm-hmm. you're going to expect more from me. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to let you, I'm not even going to slant you anywhere. I'm just going to let you, I'm going to let you speak what's truly on your mind and or heart about that.
Wait, say it again. What did I say?
You insinuated that, because you start off with, you were basically saying, I know what to expect in my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But when you expect more of me, if I give you more, mm-hmm. you're going to expect more of me. And you didn't say that, but that was totally implied. And it was there, and you tried to run over it. So just, well, let me. Well, I don't want to be the successful. Like, I don't want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I want you to, if I need to, I'll ask you the question. But I want to see. I want to let you free talk on how you really feel about that. Others, that when people see what you can actually do, because mm-hmm. that keeps you in your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. People seeing what you can do mm-hmm. keeps you in your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So the moment I show or people show just like an ounce more of knowledge or wisdom or strength or whatever, courage, then the world expects more from you. So they want you to live full out. And I don't know, like, you're in your comfort zone. So I heard one of my other mentors who doesn't know. She's my mentor, Lisa Nichols.
I'm going to say her name. Come on.
She says that we're comfortable in our 59. Our 59% is someone else. No. How does she say it?
It's okay. Say it how Tempest would say it.
This time she said our 59% is someone else's 159%. So I can do half or less than half of what someone else does.
Yes.
Like, that's their full potential, and I'm doing their full potential and not yes. doing my full potential.
Yes.
And it's easier to give you, not even half, it's easier, as you say to me.
Yes. It's easier I was going to bring it up.
At 30% than to give you full out 100% or give you more, 130%. Because I know I'm good with my 30%, and you're impressed or happy or pleased with my 30%. So why push the envelope even more if everybody's happy and whatever when I'm barely moving?
This is a great episode.
Should have picked another topic.
No, this is a great episode. No, keep going, please, please. So why would you give me more?
Why would I
I'm
give
impressed
you more?
With your 30.
You're impressed with my 30% or whatever. Okay. So why, if I step out of my comfort zone and give you 35%, then 35 more percent of me is required. And that requires me to do more than what I'm accustomed to and than what I'm willing to. You know?
Than what I'm willing to.
It's wow. really what I'm willing to.
No, this is
because
perfect.
We don't always want to show people.
So why? Like that's my next logical step here can only be why. Not only do you think like that. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, there's no way you think like that and countless millions of others do not.
I think like that. I wasn't going to say thought, but per our conversation a few days ago, I'm still in the same place. So I think like that.
Well, I'll address that in a second.
I think I'm afraid. I'm afraid of my own success. I'm afraid of my own abilities. Because I feel like if I see how much I can do, I'm afraid I'll mess it up. Mm. Or I'm not afraid, but not willing to show other people what I'm capable of. Because words hurt or chatter hurts. Or normally when you're doing more in life, people... You know, the phrase, you know, your haters come out. But fewer people are your friends, and you realize who people really are once you step out your comfort zone, once you give just more than what they're accustomed to. You know?
That's powerful.
I was I was and still am afraid of what others may think of me or what they may say about me, because that's hurtful. And the moment you say something hurtful, then that's going to make me say, well, I should just stay where I was.
So you know how to deal, and you know what to expect, and you know the amount of rejection and hurt coming to you in your comfort zone.
Yes.
So is it safe to say that you've built enough tolerance or tough skin for the amount of rejection that may put you in tears? Even if it makes you cry, it's mm-hmm. still enough to just make you cry, but not enough to kill you, because you know what's coming.
I know what's coming. Like, I know what to expect from you.
Wow.
And I know what to expect from myself.
Wow. So, first off, this is a wonderful conversation. That's all I'm going to say. First off, this episode is far better with you leading than me. Not to say that I don't know anything about comfort zone, but mine would have came from an intellectual place. But you're powered by empathy, and I'm very thankful for your transparency, because you're helping somebody, because you're helping me. You're helping me understand more people like you, but especially you, and you weren't for me and for 5 years now, and I'm grateful for that. And so let me just throw a disclaimer out. Tempest is a beast, and I mean that in a pretty way, right? Tempest is a I didn't know what to say, but I don't want nobody to be like, oh my God, he's just disrespected her. He's just masculine. No. I mean that, I said that to say I didn't want to feminize her beastness, because on the level of a man, which I shouldn't even have to say all this, right? Like, male or female, nobody can do what Tempest does, period. And I'd put anything on that. She is a unilateral, multi-gendered beast, period. She is the standard. But you still struggle with being in your comfort zone. So you brought up two times that I got on you the other day. All right, and this wasn't that long ago. How long ago was it? It wasn't that long ago.
It was this week.
Like, all right.
Two or three days ago.
And I always tell you, you're cruising at what percent?
30.
And so, and you hate that. And it's been a while since I told you that.
So I thought I was doing better.
You thought you was doing better. So why did you think you were doing better?
Because you had said that comment. You had made that comment in like over a year. But I thought I was giving you more. I thought I was going harder, so to speak, for you. So I thought, well, there's no possible way he could say I'm at 30.
So let's address that. Why did you? So am I wrong? Oh, no, you okay, you don't know. That's fine. Let's
okay, fine. Go. You're not wrong. Do all I right. go full out for you or for myself or for anything? No, all I right. don't. All I do right. enough to please everybody.
So what made you think that you had fooled me into thinking you were now at 100%?
Because I thought that you would think, I don't know, I just thought...
You did some things differently, according in your head, obviously.
I thought I was doing things differently.
I'm not saying you.
I thought I was working harder. I thought I was producing more. So both of those are true. But okay, so how am I still at 30 if I'm doing more?
That's the question. Because you admit that you admit you're still cruising.
But
are
at
you
30,
cruising? Okay, see, but here's the deal. If you're
you
gonna argue
like
over
60,
at 30, 70, but listen to what 80, you're saying. Listen,
I'm not at 100%.
All right, so you've done
you
more
all the way to 30.
Fair enough, but you've done more, but still cruising. So explain that. Help somebody, because they're doing the same thing. Like, I would tell you intellectually, don't confuse doing better with desired results. Like, I say that in coaching all the time, and people hate it when I say it. But that's intellectually. So unintellectualize that, and you tell me why, up to 48 hours ago, you thought that I was hoodwinked and bamboozled by thinking that you were giving me
100%. I just assumed my production increased, so that meant I was giving you more than 30%.
Now we've got something that I didn't see coming or wouldn't even thought about. So you equated your potential with your production.
Is it? Come on, tell me that deep breath. Explain that deep breath. Like, vocalize that deep sigh. That would be the deep breath. Don't vocalize that deep sigh.
I guess until this moment, I thought production meant potential. Now I'm really confused.
Now you're really confused. Well, I'm not saying production does not mean potential, but does increase in your production mean, actually, does increase in your production mean increase that you're doing more in your potential?
Well, I thought so.
I get it. I know that you thought that I thought so.
Yeah, because I'm asking you. Conversation, I was like, man, I'm doing great.
I know. But do you think? Y'all can't see. She just covered her face and looked the other way. What do you think? Okay, let me do it this way. Hold on. Okay, no, you're finna say something. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let me do it. No, but go ahead. Let me let you say something. Go ahead. We need to hear that.
Even in my increase in production, I'm still not giving you as much as I could.
So listen. Now here's the deal.
I'm ready to go.
I want you. Yeah, I know you're ready to go. Right, listen, I want you listeners to know that Tim is in no danger. Her job is in no danger. She's not, because she runs circles around even me, and I tell her you're cruising at 30%, and I recognize that she. But here's the deal. You increased production, but never increased effort.
I thought I did increase effort.
Did you?
I thought I did. Felt like
you?
Did
you?
Did you? Like it?
Did you?
Yes.
Because I watched for a little bit.
You watched what?
Oh, I watched for a little bit. Of course I did. Of course I did. You worked super hard. Not while I'm watching, because you got great integrity. You know, just pound it out in the morning, cruise in the afternoon.
Wow.
Explain that. Come on. Explain that. We've never had this conversation. We're having a conversation between you guys completely on air. This is not scripted. This is total transparency.
Wow.
Go ahead. The best assistant in the world. I'm listening. You didn't know that I knew that. Come on, they can't see you. They can't see you shake your head and be embarrassed. Come on. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you vocalize it. Vocalize all of that. Go ahead.
Too funny. So I thought if I... That's terrible. Wow. I can't believe you just called me out on that. I figure if I wake up and get to work and hit it hard between when I start and about lunchtime, then I can BS for the rest of the day because I've done so much in the morning and no one else has caught up to what I have done.
No, they never will.
Okay. Oh, well.
They never will.
So I figure I gave you a good solid morning, like our day is off to a great start. So, why not chill for the rest of the day? Let me not chill. I do a little something here and there, but I don't know.
Fair enough. Now, when I said they never will, I meant not just you and not those people. I mean people like you. Mm-hmm. The people around you will never catch up to you. You're not the only you. People like you that are so good and so talented and so have so much potential. You can literally cruise at 30, and no one will ever catch up with you. Ever, because you're some of the most talented and productive people on planet Earth. And most of you people work in administrative fields. Because that's where all the work is at. It's not where the credit is at, right? And you just said, you don't want nobody expecting more, right? All the work is in helping someone like me. Mm-hmm. Tons of work. Yeah, and maybe not the credit that you guys deserve, but tons of work. And I try to give you credit. Maybe not do it all the time, right? But some of the... Hold on, what'd you say? I want to hear...
Say you do.
Outstanding. Nah, that was just me stroking my ego. But But no. But this is important. So what? I don't even know what the name of this episode is because it's so good.
Stepping out your comfort.
Okay, yeah, I knew you. God, this is so good, so good. Listen, here's what here's what I see in you. Here's why I knew you were still cruising. Right? I know that you can give me right now. You can increase production by 50% by increasing your actual work ethic, by increasing your energy by 2%. I know you can. I know you can. Now watch this here. We never had this conversation. Am I telling the truth?
Perhaps.
Okay. I'm going to take perhaps because that's all I'm going to get, right? Here's the deal. I know you. And here's now just for you integrity people over the phone, I want to make all the leaders take a strength test of people who have high belief. They only see the world in black and white. Can only be right or wrong. Yeah. Let me stop you guys there. She's not stealing time because she's salary. Okay, so whether she cruises or not, she doesn't get paid by her performance. She gets paid by her worth. Somebody should have clapped right there, right? and that's why. In my business and businesses, I hire as few people as possible and overpay them for that very reason, because let's just face it, that's financially intelligent. You government workers get paid more to hire a lot of people and spend every dollar in the budget. People pay me to hire a few people and save money, right? So to make money. And so, yeah, that's the difference between entrepreneurship and maybe governmental spending. But either way, I don't know why I went there. But you're like the most talented person in the world. And it's not just you. There's plenty of you. So let's end this here because I think we've embarrassed you enough. We've answered some good questions. Here's the deal, though. What would you, like, get ready. You're going to do closing thoughts. Oh. I know. Now, let me set the stage here, because when I first brought this podcast to you 4 years ago or whatever, you cried because you're not. If you guys don't know it, Tempest is not a talker, but she is one-on-one. But you put two people here, like none of her talents. She's super introvert, and so the thought of this and millions of people, and we didn't have millions. That was an idea, but I guess she knew that I can't do anything but millions of people, right? And so she knew this here. I want you to think about all that, and I want you to think about all the way you come from since 2012. When did I meet you?
11.
Since 2011 to now. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about it. And this is 2016, so I'll date the podcast. The end of 2016. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about it. 5 years. Think about all that time and how far you've come. And I want you to give your closing thoughts, whatever you feel in your heart, spirit, vibration, whatever you want to call it, consciousness. You talk. I'm now quiet.
Closing thoughts on stepping out your comfort zone?
Whatever you want to say. You just take this. Obviously, that's what we're talking about, stepping out your comfort zone. But continue to be genuine and say whatever you've learned, because you have made some new discoveries yourself. But see, you got me talking again. Stop. That's you're smart about that. I'm not talking. You are going to genuinely help somebody or millions of people in this case.
Wow. I would say just learn to believe in yourself. Learn that there's no limit. It's not sky's the limit. Like, this whole universe is out there. And you're a part of it, and you're a part of it for a reason. And you're here because you have a purpose, you have a place in this life. And no one, if you watch the documentary, The Secret, Lisa Nichols says, no one can dance your dance, no one can sing your song. Not the way you can. But the only way you're going to do that if you're true to yourself. You're never going to be able to step out your comfort zone trying to be someone else. There's no way I would be here trying to be Tony. And no offense, I don't want to be Tony. Tony does things that I have no desire of doing. But I wouldn't have gotten here, I wouldn't be here, if I wasn't comfortable with Tempest. And I still have a long way to go on that, but I'm now willing to accept that this is who I am, regardless of if people accept it or not, if they like it or not, if they're my friend or not. And sometimes you're going to have to step out your comfort zone alone. And that's okay. It's designed that way to strengthen you. Because how can you be yourself? How can you discover your purpose? How can you walk into your destiny scared? I mean, you're going to be scared, but you're going to need some strength that you didn't know existed. And it's not you're not going to find that strength in your comfort zone. And even though I'm still, I tap dance back and forth in and out of my comfort zone, it's liberating when you're free enough to do something that you've never done before or say things that you never, like, I never in a million years would I have thought I'd be on a podcast, let alone for 4 seasons with all these subscribers. Like, if you had asked me that 2011 when I met Tony, I probably would have did a whole lot more than cry. There would be no, well, maybe a brick by brick, but not a brick by brick with Tony and Tempest, because in my comfort zone, I just didn't do things like that. So just believe in yourself, and that takes time. If you listen to the podcast prior to this, Tony talked about be careful how you speak to yourself. If you have to look in the mirror and, I don't know, apologize to yourself so you can be free from your past, do that until it's comfortable. You know, like, you've overcome your past already. Don't be hindered by it. Let go of it and walk into your newness. Be yourself. Like, if you heard nothing else, just be yourself, regardless of who's offended by it. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. And you have to enjoy this life. And you're never going to enjoy your life being someone else.
Well, that's one of the most powerful things I've ever heard in my life. Honestly. So honest, I'm going to do 2 things. You guys can reach Tempest at tempest@revtony.org. That's tempest@revtony.org. And I think the last minute of that is going to become the introduction to this type of podcast. Thank you guys for coming out. No matter what you're going through in life, plant better.
Bye.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.